Senator Schumer joined fellow Democrat Saratoga Springs Mayor Joanne Yepsen at Finger Paint Marketing in downtown to talk about a sector of the local economy that officials consider key to the city's future.
When you can go to a place and see great art and feel good about things and involve in creative stuff and go to a nice cafe that has great things, you feel good. But what people forget is the arts, creativity, is a great economic engine, particularly in the 21st century.
Yes.
And that's why we're here to talk about it.
Schumer's last stop of his yearly tradition of visiting each of New York's 62 counties ended in Saratoga Springs, where he advocated for federal funding for the city's first ever arts master plan.
One that I'm confident can lead to jobs, jobs, and more jobs right here in Saratoga Springs. And all it needs is a little push from the federal level.
Yepsen said the city has already filed a letter of intent in its application for a National Endowment for the Arts grant. The deadline for the application is January 15th.
Now we're going to obviously build on that and build a whole portfolio of creative partners together, both public and private, that we can list as our partners in the grant, along with support from Congressman Paul Tonko and Senator Chuck Schumer.
Yepsen said she hopes the city, home to Saratoga Performing Arts Center, the National Museum of Dance, and burgeoning Beekman Street Arts District, to name a few, can secure $120,000 in funding. The mayor also recently appointed members to the city's first Commission on the Arts, which will help develop the Arts Master Plan. The planning process will involve taking an inventory of the city's creative resources, brainstorming what would attract more businesses, and determining what the city is lacking in its creative sector. A major goal of the initiative is to attract more young professionals to the growing city. Speaking in front of his employees with an average age of 29, Ed Mitson of Finger Paint said the area's creative spirit is important to the business, which now employs 150 people and counting.
It would be virtually impossible for us to attract and relocate people to this area if there wasn't such a community commitment to the arts and creativity. As you can imagine, with the types of people that we bring on board, we value the arts tremendously.
According to a study completed by the Center for Economic Growth, the creative economy supports nearly 24,000 jobs in the capital region. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.